Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Yeah! It's a WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz as we what? Take commando? Is that what we're saying? I'm not wearing underwear, Ike! How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, Brother Spike. Listen, we find ourselves in the NFC Championship game. Fritzy, only thing that matters is winning football. And understand, that's what we have lining up under center. Holla at your boy.
I've echoed the same sentiment you just threw out all year long.
Yeah, that's what you've been.
I totally agree, baby.
Winner!
NFC Championship week.
Yes. Oh, boy. In Philadelphia. Who'd have thought? Who'd have thought? Certainly not me. Big show today. Jordan Mailata is going to join us at 4, and it is Tuesday, so we get one full hour of Elliott Shore Parks at 3 o'clock. Yeah, Tuesdays with Elliott. Of course, we'll have the top 5 at 5. We got a pair of tickets to go see Coheed and Cambria. Big show. Here's what I'm thinking, Ike.
What are you thinking?
So I was taking my walk this morning. It was 7 degrees. I was bundled up. 90-minute walk, 7 degrees. A lot of clothes wearing. And I was thinking about this year's Eagles team and where we are compared to where I thought we would be. And I think right now, I would look at this season, and I'm not just talking about the head coach. I'm talking about overall, that this is the single best coaching performance in Philadelphia sports as long as I've been alive. And here's how I think about it. First, let's take the head coach, Nick Sirianni. And I think this is part of it, in that he came into this season basically publicly neutered. Right? Ownership thought about replacing him. They went and hired coordinators on their own. The questions coming into this year were what does he do? And that was even a hard question to answer in a press conference. And it felt like, even though he was not a lame duck contractually, it felt like he was sort of a lame duck overall. And so he comes into the year this way. And then we start off 2-2, sort of uneven. And we have that bye week after the disaster against the Bucs. And he takes the meeting with the offensive line. And the offensive line feels comfortable enough to go to Nick Sirianni and say, we should change the offense. And what does Nick do? Nick listens and changes the offense in a way that spurs the team on to a giant winning streak. And the season was also not without, you know, trauma, and was not without controversy. He created this, but the controversy after the Browns week, how did they respond? They responded by winning 28-3, right? Mm-hmm. There was the controversy. So there's controversy going into the bye. Then there's a controversy the Brown week. Then there was the disaster week after the Jalen AJ comments and Brandon Graham show. And once again, we have this whole thing with the quarterback and the wide receiver. And what do? They come out the next week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They win the game. So from a head coaching standpoint, I think it's a great performance, but it doesn't just stop there. We have Vic Fangio, a defense that we thought would be mid-pack. Actually, not just thought would be mid-pack, we were hoping the defense would be mid-pack this year. We were hoping that the defense would just be good enough that with our high-powered offense, we would be able to win games because the defense was just good enough. Well, what do we have here? We have a defense that is number one across the board. A defense that is built around their biggest offseason signing, by the way, as far as money, was an edge rusher who doesn't even play. So a defense that does have stars. Jalen Carter is a star, of course, but one-year contracts and rookies. We have two rookies playing in the defensive backfield. Yeah. We have a guy in a one-year deal that was brought in as a basically a special teamer and an extra linebacker that is now an all-pro. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this might be the best coaching job of Vic Fangio's career, because I know Vic Fangio is a great defensive coordinator, but you look through his history, it's not like it's number one defense after number one defense after number one defense. There's a lot in the teens, stuff like that. So Vic Fangio, an incredible performance from him. And, you know, he's last, but I don't think Kellen Moore shouldn't be mentioned here, because Kellen Moore also came in with one idea of how this offense was going to look, and also had to adjust on the fly, you know, and had to sort of put his ego away and say, well, I'm not going to be able to show off all of my offensive coordinator chops. Mm-hmm. And here we sit after a 14-3 regular season with a home NFC championship game. Not only that, the favorites to win the Super Bowl. With all of that chaos, all of that doubt, everybody performs, everybody comes to play, and that's why I say that this, in terms of my lifetime, I think is the best coaching performance I've seen in Philadelphia.
Oh, man. Well, I tell you.
I'm sorry.
It's pretty good. No, it's pretty good. Pretty good, man. It's pretty convincing. Listen, yep. And I'm with you because I like this coaching staff, and I like everything these guys have done and what they're going to do moving forward, hopefully. And that is the key part of what I just said. Moving forward, hopefully. There are still a couple of hurdles they have to get over. They're not there yet. They're not. This isn't a better coaching slash managerial job that the Skip Charlie Manuel did in 2008 that led to a World Series when no one expected it. Just their second year back in the playoffs after not even winning a playoff game the year before. No one expected them to go on the World Series championship run they went on that year. I can't necessarily put it past the year that Doug Peterson, along with Frank Reich and Jim Schwartz, put together in their second year together and went on and brought us a championship. And yes, I know it was their second year that got them to the title. I understand that, and this is the first year of this coaching staff. It's not the first year for Nick Sirianni. It's the first year for the assistant coaches. I get that. This team also is not devoid of talent. And expectations do matter. Now, while we may not have expected them to be 14-3 this year, being a very good football team with the amount of talent they had, they certainly weren't expected to be the little engines that could this year. And I don't even know if I would put this year at this point in front of, and I'm just going in recent memory, 2022 year that Rob Thompson had with the Phillies when he took over after Joe Girardi was fired in the middle of the season and the team was below 500 and that team got within two games of being World Series champions. None of us saw that coming. And by the way, that still may be the greatest postseason run I've seen from any team in my time of being here in Philadelphia. And it didn't even lead to a title. But when you think about the dramatics and the home runs that were hit by some of those key players, man, what a run in 2022 that was. They got to finish this thing, Spike. They got to finish it. They have to finish it. Sunday is the next hurdle that needs to be crossed. Because here's the thing. You don't win Sunday, and we're not saying how great of a coaching year this was. I mean, we'll say it was a very good coaching year, and it was a good year.
Certainly not the Monday afterwards, I will tell you that.
It will not be. It will be we fell short of expectations. Now, fair or unfair, we're not at the beginning of the season anymore. This isn't August where everybody is just hopeful. We've seen enough football, and we know what to expect, and you're one of the four teams that are left. And the fact that you just pointed out that they're the favorite, to win now. High expectations come with that. You got to finish the deal. And at minimum, you better get in the Super Bowl. And we want to see it. We want you to win it. But you damn sure better not go in there and lay an egg.
Now, I want to be clear. I want them to win the Super Bowl. And I think them winning the Super Bowl changes the historical context of the way we look at this coaching staff. But to me...
Sure, it puts them in the context of what you're putting them in before they won it.
Well, so...
It can't be great without getting there and winning it.
To me, these expectations are only there because of the job they did, which is why I think it's already the best coaching job. There's no way I would have considered that we would have been a home NFC Championship game favorites to win the Super Bowl when this year started. And I know there were some...
That's less of what they did and what Washington has done.
Well, but they're still there.
Well, no, but I'm saying being home for the NFC title game and being favorite. They wouldn't be if Washington hadn't beaten Detroit.
That's fair, but we're here. We're here.
And that's why the expectations are what they are now.
But I think the great job they've done has created the expectations, which is why I sort of separate them from having to win it. I want to be clear, because I know there's people are going to yell at me, but you don't care if they win the Super Bowl. I care if they win the Super Bowl. I want to be clear. But I already think that job, the job that I'm talking about has already been cemented to me.
Nah. Nah, there's no way. There's no way. And you there's no way. And here's why I say that. The example of the Detroit Lions. I guarantee you, they were feeling that way too. And they don't feel that way now. They feel like a lost opportunity was there. They feel like, man, how are we going to get back here next year? We got to do this all over again. And we haven't even gotten to the Super Bowl. They're still one of the four teams, I believe, that used to be the count. Four teams used to be Cleveland, Detroit, Jacksonville. We've been now be the Houston Texans are the four teams that have never played in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I think those are the four that have never played. I might be missing one, but I think those are the four who never played in the Super Bowl. And so Detroit still doesn't even know what that feels like to play in a Super Bowl. It's a wasted opportunity. And that's the way I'm with you in theory. I love what this coaching staff has done with this team this year. But they have increased the expectation, and what comes with that is when you don't meet those expectations, yeah, 3-4 months from now you may look back fondly on this. But to me, this is a blown opportunity. And now, I said this before Detroit lost, it's even a greater missed opportunity if you don't get there and win it. Right? Like, it's even a greater missed opportunity. It's almost lining up for you perfectly to win this thing. We got one in our trophy case. I don't want to hear this is the sixth time we've hosted the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, hang a
more
banner.
Than any other NFC. All that stuff don't matter. All that means is those are more opportunities that we blew. And I was a part of four of them, so I'm not leaving myself out of there. I was on teams that was part of four of them that we blew. Yeah, that's all this becomes, is that, yeah, you guys blew multiple opportunities to win multiple championships. They got to take care of business this year. We're not playing around, Spike.
215-5.
I'm letting this go, man.
I got you. And when are you going to bring up the Eric Dickerson record? Is that going to be
it's
a
coming later, right, man. Okay, it's right. Coming later. Right. Not in the first segment.
All right. 215-592-9494. Is this the greatest coaching job in Philadelphia sports history, Jack?
If they lose this weekend, which we all hope they don't, this is going to look ridiculous. You can't lose in the NFC Championship game and think this is the best coaching job of all time. Jim Fregosi, Larry Brown, Doug Peterson, all three better coaching jobs than Nick Sirianni in this.
Just because they won a championship.
Well, Jim Fregosi
didn't even win one.
Yeah, Jim Fregosi
didn't.
Larry
Brown didn't either.
Well, wait a minute. How is Jim Fregosi's better?
Because that team was the last place team in 1992, and then they went to the World Series. I mean, that's going from nothing to 90-some wins.
Can we have a separate show where we talk about baseball managers, except rather than including them in this, in the real conversation about coaching?
Well, Nick Sirianni's a baseball manager.
What? No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yeah. Like Fangio's not. Fangio's actually.
Right.
Yeah. But come on. He's basically a baseball manager.
No, he's not.
What's he? Wait, all right, never mind.
All right. 215.
Positive day. Positive day.
All right. 215-592-9494. Is this the greatest coaching job in Philly sports history? Starting us off, world champion, Corey in Columbus.
Oh, national
You're on
champion.
National champion. You're on WIP. How does it feel, hey, Corey, to win a national championship and still lose to Michigan?
Hey, man, it feel good.
Okay.
Hey, man, it feel good. Look, listen.
What are you, were you out all last night? Were you yourself
wake
some
up,
dude, bro? Did you just wake up?
I'm about to get two championships. See, I was a little bit misled by the question. I thought it was in Eagles history. I didn't know it was Philadelphia sports. So
yeah.
I'm gonna change my answer. So I'm going to say no. First of all, let me. Y'all told me. Hold up. Y'all told me the quarterback 19th. How is this not a great coaching job? I know people in the station said we got like the 19th ranked quarterback, 20th ranked quarterback. How this coaching job not good or top like a great coaching job if the quarterback not good? See, I see what people. And Spike ain't even the one doing this. Jack told me the quarterback not good, so I'm confused. Like,
well, he gets credit for coaching around a subpar player.
If,
yeah.
If you put a Twitter poll out, people gonna be like Nick Foles better than Hurts, which that ain't true. People gonna say Wentz better than Hurts, that ain't true. So I mean, the way I look at it is, this season is it a great coaching job? Yes, but you got to finish the deal. You cannot lose to the Washington Commanders on Sunday. To a rookie quarterback. Imagine having a talent that we have and letting Josh McDaniel or whatever his name is, Jaden Daniels, walk up in Philadelphia and our field and go to the Super Bowl with the Jaguars. We got Sirianni. Man, that's That would go down as one of the worst coaching jobs with the talent you got. Like, you can't allow that to happen, man. It's Philadelphia. I thought you were confident,
Corey. Look, you're talking about maybe losing to the Commanders. I got Mr. Hype over here worried about losing the Commanders on Tuesday.
I'm telling you, he's hungover from last night.
Yeah, he sounds like it.
Let me tell you what's going on. I'm giving you the answer to the question today. See, I'm not going to be doing all that screaming, yelling. My voice a little bit ain't there today, but I'm letting you know we going to the Super Bowl, baby. Yo, but listen, Michael Jordan, he I don't even see that. See, you trying to throw me off the topic. You know, the topic is to talk about the coach. See, don't see. He trying to throw me off. You know, I'm focusing on the topic today. Cause see, that's what you do. You throw them little jazz in there, and you be getting these callers calling up here, yelling at you, talking about this, down the third, and you be wondering, why are we talking about Jalen? Our topic today is about coaching. See?
I didn't mention Jalen once.
Take a deep breath.
You ain't going to throw me off. You ain't going to throw. Nope. See, we're talking about the coaching job. If we do not beat Washington on Sunday, this is a terrible coaching job, but that ain't going to happen. Because we got the best coach in the league at the helm. And Andy Reid, we're going to get our payback. We're going to get our payback in 2-3 weeks, all right? So, like I said, Commanders on Sunday, I'm not even worried about them. That's like you know, Bloomsburg. Getting through Bloomsburg.
Wow.
And then
I agree.
We play, and then you go next week and play the Chiefs. You know, this is a championship. I'm going to go home with 2 chips this year. I'm going to put it guaranteed. What Charles Barkley be doing? Guarantee. I'm putting that Corey from Columbus guarantee on it. Rings, y'all. Go ahead and pay your vacations. We bringing a chip to Philadelphia. Confetti going to be raining. Sirianni, he already the greatest coach in Eagles history.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, come on.
He's a Super Bowl appearance away from that's two.
He needs a win.
Well, Andy didn't get a win.
I agree. He also doesn't have the longevity that Andy had here, 14 years. Yeah, going of excellent football, right? And he would have gone to the Super Bowl with 2 stacked rosters and not getting don't get it done.
Stacked roster?
Well, I mean, he had a stacked roster in 22.
I mean, they was all right.
What? They were all right. Come on, man.
That defense ain't looked stacked. But
any coach that gets to 2 Super Bowls at this quarterback.
A franchise record for sacks was 70-plus sacks, man. Come on, man.
But again, now, no one's proud of that defense.
Hey, this roster right here, listen, Superman going to lead the charge.
I hope so, because he's the one everybody's looking at right now.
Well, he's Saquon Superman, just for Corey's
sake. Michael Jordan, who is Michael Jordan. Wait, Michael Jordan's Jalen, Superman is Saquon, yes. Batman is AJ.
Yes. All right. Hey, what's Devonta?
Michael Jordan going to show up in the finals. Let's just know that.
Oh, well Michael Jordan, it'd be nice if he showed up eventually. Yeah. All right, Corey.
Oh, God.
We do have a next question today, because we got tickets to give away. So here's what we got to give away. A pair of tickets to go see Coheed and Cambria and Taking Back Sunday, August 27th at the Highmark Skyline stage at the Man in Philly. Very beautiful place to see a show. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. On this day in 1978, Saturday Night Fever went to number one, which was a star-making breakthrough performance from John Travolta. So for next question today, we'll get your sports point at the end. We'll say next question. We want a breakthrough performance. And the best one will get the tickets to go see Coheed and Cambria. So Jack, do you want to start us off with a breakthrough? And it can be sports, it could be movies, it could be music, whatever it is, breakthrough performance.
Yes,
Jack.
So I was going to take a non-serious answer and say Herb's first call to this show where he says he's moving to Florida and he's done with us, but we've never talked to him in our life. That's a breakthrough performance if I've ever seen one. But my real answer, how about Matt Damon in Good Will Hunting?
Oh, that's a big. He didn't have one before that? I guess not. That
not
is
notable,
his breakthrough performance.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I have mine. Do you want me to give mine or do you want to give yours? Breakthrough performance.
Yeah, I can go with one. I got one better than that. Who'd you go with?
Matt Damon and Good Will
Hunting.
Give
me a break, Matt Damon.
Oh,
okay. Good Will.
Oh, awesome. All right. Well, let me guess. Tupac and whatever.
No, we're not going Tupac. We're going with another brother.
Okay.
We're going with Denzel Washington in Glory.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
That's one you need to go check out.
Yeah. That is is that breakthrough?
Because he won a...
Do you want an Academy Award
Oscar,
for that?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
As a co-star. Okay. Oh, what do you call it? Supporting actor, yeah.
Okay, so here's mine. And we've mentioned it before. I believe you've even mentioned it before. Brad Pitt and Thelma and Louise.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, it put him on the map.
Breakthrough, yeah.
It put him on the map. So that is the breakthrough performance that I've got.
And Jack, since you disrespect the GOAT.
Who?
And Tupac?
Never.
Yeah, breakthrough performance, Juice.
Oh, yes. Wasn't about Tupac. I was just wondering if you could think of an, if you had a different answer.
Yes, other than Tupac, I know it.
It was a great performance from Tupac.
See?
This is best. Was that okay?
Think it was his best acting
job. Okay, so the three acting jobs I would put up there for Tupac are Poetic Justice, Above the Rim, and Juice.
Okay.
So,
gotta go gang related.
Oh, gang related is a good one,
Gridlock.
Too. Gridlocked is a cool movie. Tim Roth, is that who's in that movie?
Yes, sir. And Danny Newton.
That's a cool movie, too. Now, Juice is my favorite Tupac performance.
Yes, because that's the one that introduced him to us.
Yes. Yeah. I wonder if Poetic Justice might be the best one. Nah, Juice is the best one. Yeah, Juice would have to be the best
one. I'm with you with Juice.
All right. Okay, so is this the greatest single coaching performance in Philadelphia sports history? 215-592-9494. And for next question today, give us a breakthrough performance. The winner gets tickets to go see Coheed at the Skyline Stage at The Man in August. Coming up next, Ike, we do have another disastrous Eagles chant in Philadelphia.
And it wasn't Ike this time.
It was not you, Ike. It was not a WIP employee.
Yeah, we're off the hook.
Yes, we're off the hook on this one. But this one is bad. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.